a hadith says that the one who repents is like the one who has not even sinned. So repentance eliminates sins. Nevertheless, we must remain submissive in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla at all times and not despair of His mercy. Since we are talking about the mercy, let me tell you that in the past, I have come across some foolish people who have said that one can only enter heaven through virtuous actions. Sinners are definitely going to be thrown into the fire of hell. I don't understand why you talk about being forgiven out of mercy. These are definitely whispers of the shaitan. I am not talking of Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy on my own behalf. Listen carefully. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says in the 53rd verse of Surah Az-Zumur, para number 24, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O my slaves who have oppressed themselves by being disobedient, do not despair of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, who forgives all sins. He is the forgiving, the merciful. A hadith Qudsi mentioning a statement by the merciful creator Azza wa Jal states, my mercy dominates my wrath. My dear Islamic brothers, indeed the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is endless. If even the most minor acts of piety pleases Him, He will open the doors of favors and reward Him in ways we are unable to comprehend. The book Kitabul Tawwabin mentions the following story narrated by Sayyidina Ka'b al-Akhbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Once, two men amongst the Bani Israel walked towards the masjid. One entered, but the other was overtaken by Allah Azza wa Jalla's fear. And instead of stepping in, he remained outside and said, I, a sinner, am not worthy of placing my filthy body in the pure house of Allah Azza wa Jal. This humility pleased Allah Azza wa Jal and He turned him into a Siddiq. Allah. A Siddiq is a higher in rank than a Wali and a Shaheed. The following story has been mentioned on the same page. An Israelite once committed a sin, but afterwards, he felt ashamed and regretted what he had done. He panicked and restlessly ran around thinking of a way to have his sin forgiven and please Allah Azza wa Jal. This feeling of shame pleased Allah Azza wa Jal and he too was made a Siddiq. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, repentance is to feel ashamed. In actual fact, sometimes feeling ashamed of sins prove to be more beneficial than even the greatest of worships. This does not in any way mean that one should not worship. These things depend upon the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sometimes feeling ashamed leads to salvation and sometimes worship does. The book Rawzul Riyahin mentions a story of a thief narrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says, once I was traveling to Syria along with a group of other travelers when on the way we were plundered by a gang of thieves. They took all our possessions and put them in front of their gang leader. Amongst the goods were a bag of sugar and almonds. The thieves began to eat them, but their leader did not join them. I asked him why the rest of his gang was eating, but he wasn't. He replied, I am fasting. I asked surprisingly, how is it that you steal from people and fast at the same time? He replied, a man should do something to keep the doors of reconciliation open as well. Sometime later, I saw the same gang leader in a state of ihram performing tawaf of the blessed Kaaba. His face was resplendent with the light of worship and he had weakened himself through devotional practice. I asked surprisingly, are you the same man? He answered, yes I am. And let me tell you, that very same fast, it was what caused my reconciliation with Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, so we learn that no act of piety should be seen as small and be ignored. You never know that small looking actions might be just accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal and might lead you to success in both worlds.